This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Mega.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Make Eternia Great Again. This is Eddie.
This is Jeff.
And it's the Halloween season, Jeff.
It is.
It's the month of October.
It's fallen upon us. Fall upon us.
I'll take it.
That's right.
It's a pretty awesome month.
Dad puns. Yep. Yes, it is an awesome month.
It's my birthday month.
It's Spooktober.
Oh.
Spooktober.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yes. I want a present.
I've got this. No.
And we do have a gift today in the form of our good friend.
Candy.
Candy, yeah. From Pop Culture Exchange.
I'm back again to talk about one of my favorites. Appropriate for the holiday.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We're going to talk about the bloody one.
Ooh.
Yes.
Mosquito.
And if you're a British and angry, they might all be bloody ones.
But. Exactly. I was going to say, like, yeah. Which one is that? Because I call Mossman the bloody one.
Yeah.
The poopy one.
Orko. He's just out for blood.
Mossman throws his doobie. Yeah. We all know it.
That's right.
So, this is, it's the one that has blood inside of it.
Well, let's just go ahead and start with the comic.
Sounds good.
Mosquitor was introduced in the comic called Enter Buzzsaw Hordak.
It's the one right after Search for Keldor, which we talked about the last time I was here. It's the one with Scareglow. And if we remember correctly, Skeletor was dissolved effervescently.
Yes,
he was right. Yes. In the head of Eternia, which Eternia is in this comic as well, but Skeletor is not.
Yep.
But the main people we have, you've got... at this point, he's not Buzzsaw Hordak, but you've got the regular Hordak, which I think is called, what do they call him when he's regular Hordak?
Hurricane Hordak.
Hurricane Hordak, yep.
Oh, I thought it was like boring Hordak.
Yeah, boring.
Bordak.
Bordak. Very, very boring Bordak.
I don't like this.
Yeah. So it just starts out with them like in a nondescript area, and then Dragstor comes in. He's like, it's about time you got here. He's like, what? It's like, whoops.
I would have gotten here quicker, but traffic was killer.
He was like, what's going on? Are we going somewhere? He's like, no, let me show you something. And he just opens up a closet. And he's like, it's Mosquito. We don't know how he gets there. He's just there.
Hanging out in the closet.
He's just there. I mean, they don't show it, but later in the comic, it'll make more sense that he maybe found a mosquito and like used his Hordak magic of like taking an essence and creating a being. But honestly, it still doesn't make sense now that I think about it.
He's like, you've heard of skeletons in the closet. I have muskeletons in the closet.
Mosquito. Yeah. And so, I mean, he looks mean, but Dragstor immediately is like, he doesn't look so tough. And then he just like sticks him in the chest.
Yeah. Just pokes him right in the chest.
Oh,
starts sucking
so
out his essence.
Yeah.
He says he's draining his life force, which. Yep. To be fair, they never use the term blood,
right?
But our life force can be called our blood.
Sure.
So,
true.
I mean, if you replace life force with blood, you know, it works. So it's like, you know, he can drain the blood from you.
Yeah.
I know. They danced around this so much. And there's no sign of like him being, his skin's not being pierced.
Yeah.
There's no. He's just like, oh, my life force.
Like blocking
I mean,
it.
Like, he's got it. Like a comic explosion at the injection point.
I see.
So you assume that the needle's in them, but they try not to like show it in the
zoom
flesh.
In,
right. Yeah, right. stuck into the flesh. But he does have like multiple times the blood in the chest,
right?
Even after I've played with the toy before. You can suck blood out of anything if you want.
That's right.
Even the skeletons.
That's right.
I'm filled with blood, Candy. Can you suck the blood out of me?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's when I first saw that toy, it was insane because, like, and this is a classic Motu thing where you couldn't tell if he was, like, organic or a robot. It was that weird fusion of, like...
And it's just as ambiguous in the comic. Yeah, the same
thing. It's like, what is he? Is he a machine?
He doesn't look so tough. It's like, he can suck your life force. And it's like, oh, no.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't like that. Anyway, back to the story.
This sucks. Yeah.
So I guess his whole plan is he helped build one of the towers in Eternia, and there's like some kind of power there that he knows of. He can travel back in time or something.
Ooh.
So yeah, the plan is he's going to go there, and he needs like somebody like King Randor to get into the tower.
Right.
So his plan is he will, what happens is they go there. The sorceress is flying over. She's like, I sense evil.
Right.
And of course it's Hordak, and he's like, ah, I'm here. And one of the crazier things is Dragstor like rolls so hard and like hits her like a car.
Oh no.
And knocks her out.
Yeah.
That's his.
Yeah, he's like, I did it. I told you.
I told you it'd work. He's like, of course it worked. I planned it, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right. Hordak. Oh,
exactly. I planned it. Of course it would
work. I'm glad I thought of this.
I'm glad I thought of using you to hit her.
That's right.
Dragstor.
Anyway, she's not dead, but, you know, they just, and at this point, Mosquitor, like, injects or, like, sticks his nose into her head. And, like, he's like, we just need a little of her life force, Mosquitor. You know.
That's hilarious.
So he sucks a little bit of her life force. And I guess originally the plan was for him to suck He-Man's life force, but he's like, I don't swing that way. He's like, okay, well, then we'll do that. We'll use the sorceress. But anyway, so when he's like, I just need a little bit of her life force, and then he, like, I guess, makes, like, a hologram of her using it. And with the hologram, he has her go tell Randor, hey, I need your help over at, you know, Eternia. And, you know, Randor's just sitting there with Prince Adam, and he's like, you know, you should really, you know, hone in your skills, you know?
Right.
And he's like, just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, he's doesn't like, know you he's, need to be practicing as a warrior. And he
doesn't know he's He-Man. So
right.
You and should disappoint me less.
Well, exactly. And that's what he's basically he's saying. Like, and it's hilarious because then this faded sorceress comes in, and she's like, I need your help. And he's like, okay, I'm coming to
he's
see
like,
you.
He's like, of course you do.
Of course you do. I'm King Randor, you know? And so they take off running, and Adam's like, I'll come help you, Father. And he's like, no, you stay here. This is for warriors.
Yeah.
And a warrior you are not.
Oh.
And he takes off running. And Adam's just like,
and you, my son, are no warrior.
That's right.
A single tear.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh. And he's like, fine, I'll just turn into He-Man and beat you up.
Well, that's the thing. He's like, why is the sorceress, like, the sorceress knows I'm He-Man. She would just come to me. That can't be the sorceress.
Right.
Exactly.
So he goes over there. Well, he's like, well, I'm just going to turn into He-Man anyway. You know, and then he goes over there. And
angsty He-Man.
Yeah, he's got, well, Randor goes over there, and he's got the sorceress in a bubble, you know.
Yep.
He's got her, and...
As you do.
As you do.
Makes sense.
And of course, he knocks out King Randor. Hordak does, I guess, with his hurricane like powers or whatever it is. And
No. We have to. What actually happens is Randor comes flying in on the jet sled.
Yes, the jet sled. Oh, he crashes into the
lamest.
Yeah. Right, the lamest toy
does,
of all. And he's like, comes kamikaze right into Hordak and just like crushes the jet sled into his chest and just falls over. And we're like,
that is hilarious.
It's true,
Like, just based off our latest episode,
yeah,
I'm like,
we made fun of the jet sled.
I read that and go, of course. You know?
And it just crumbles.
It just crumbles like a pop can.
Like a 6-year-old kite.
And Hordak is sitting there with a big old smile on his face, like, of course. So just, like Superman, you know? Oh my gosh.
Randor's
so
like,
good.
I'll see you in hell. That's a-
just brink.
No, like son, you are no warrior. All I need is my jet sled.
And he's like, I better turn into He-Man. He's like,
oh, really? Really? You're taking the jet sled? Okay, I'm going to turn into He-Man as soon as you turn away.
He's gonna use the jet sled as a ram again, I can tell.
That's right.
Great, him with the jet sled again. God, I swear it's going to
be. He runs over one squirrel with that thing, and all of a sudden it's a killing machine.
The squirrel lived. I didn't have the heart to tell him.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
He's telling the story at like another dinner. He's like, and then I ran over that squirrel with a jet sled, and it died.
That's right.
I'm a warrior. Yeah.
And Prince Adam's like, laughing. Yep, it sure did. Hey, man, did you get it stuffed like I told you? Prince Adam, did you get it stuffed like I told you? He's like, yeah, it'll be ready in a week or two.
Yeah. Cringer, go kill a squirrel. Oh, so it bounces off
Bounces off a Hordak.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, like he lays himself out in that sense. I mean,
you're right. Yep. Does it to himself.
He's his own enemy.
Yep.
He's out for the count the whole time. I mean, He-Man gets there and he's like, Hordak's grabbing him. He's like, put him down, Hordak. And Miss Cudor comes in, gets He-Man, sticks him in his back.
Yeah, he sneaks up behind him.
Oh, so yep. He is He-Man.
Puts him in an omoplata.
Yep.
Yeah.
He gets an omoplata. Only from the back, though.
That's only from the back. Ooh.
Yeah. So.
I don't want to look at you.
Yeah. That's right. So, that's funny. He's kind of trying to suck out all of his life, the blood,
all that blood.
And he's like, oh, I'm getting weak. And then he summons the strength to, burst away from him, Which, have you ever heard of if there's a mosquito biting you, you can, squeeze your skin and, trap their...
Their pincers.
Oh, really?
In your flesh. And it'll keep drawing blood until they explode.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that.
Try that
crap.
Next time.
I don't react well. I get pretty swollen. So I wouldn't try it.
Let's do it, Jeff.
But
of course, now it's falling on the mosquitoes.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I tried it once. He didn't explode, but I trapped him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't moving. And he was like, help me.
What am I doing? I instantly regret this decision.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh.
And then you're getting freaked out.
Well, it's like watching, somebody take your blood.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You're like, that's enough. That's enough. You say that every time.
You've eaten enough of me.
It's like you're yelling at a toddler.
You've had enough.
It's a snack, not a meal.
But if it's anything like Mosquitor, it flies away and starts its own toy store.
Yeah.
Right. I got his powers.
That's so funny.
But yeah, he's getting sucked dry almost
dry He-Man. Jerky He-Man.
He gets away from him and then, he goes to King Randor, who by the way is laying in the Eternia crumpled mouth.
Right, yeah.
Where we saw it dissolves people. If he sat on his tongue too long, he'd dissolve him like a pill, Yeah, I mean, right. It wouldn't work. But he sees him and he's like, oh, he's unconscious, but he's all right, So it's one of those things where he's not dead, but he you don't see him get up. But Hordak made it into the tower, and he's like, sitting there, and he's getting he's like, I feel the power, and he feels the power going through him, and something happens to him, but he lays out his whole plan of traveling back in time, so he can become Eternia's dictator, that's his whole plan.
Yeah,
he was gonna go there, use the power, travel back in time, become the dictator.
Yeah, take baby Prince Adam and just whip him off a cliff.
Yeah, now I guess the power has done something to him. Uh-oh. and when they go out there, he tries to use his hurricane power and nothing happens.
But sorry, we got to reel back here because
yes,
when he gets the power sucked out of him, right?
Yeah.
Or he gets changed. Yeah. Gets changed and they're inside of the tower, right?
Yeah.
And so He-Man's like, he says something like, stop. And Hordak has his back turned to him and he spins around and he goes, He-Man, gosh, it's so nice to see you again. Isn't it a beautiful day?
What?
He goes, Hordak, are you feeling okay?
That's right. Are you feeling okay? And so then Hordak grabs his head and says that the tower's powers are making him sickeningly good. Which is kind of I don't like to feel good. I like to feel evil.
Great.
So he takes off running and then He-Man chases after him and stuff. And then he's like, I'm going to destroy this palace so nobody else can know the secrets, And so he turns around, he tries to do his hurricane thing and nothing happens. And they're like, what?
You hear a fart sound.
Yeah.
Hurricane, go!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Something's wrong. Hold on, let me restart myself.
That's right. Hordak holds that, the bat symbol into his chest for a second or two.
Oh, man.
He's like, oh, I feel so helpless. He's like, come on, let's get him. And she's like, no, careful, he's still dangerous. He's like, helpless, huh? And then the buzzsaw shoots out of his chest.
Looks like a dishwasher part. Yeah. Right. It's like, and pew.
Did you shoot a roller skate at me?
He's like, wow, that looked like an important part.
I think that stays inside, dude.
Yeah. Ooh, that wasn't supposed to come out.
It's like throwing your own lung at somebody.
But the giant weird buzzsaw comes out. Kind of looks like like Judge Doom's chest saw, from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yep. Yeah.
And He-Man actually pulls out like his flying fist.
Oh, they make an appearance.
They actually do make an appearance. Yep. You know, I know that the last episode you guys did was about some of the weird accessories.
Yeah.
Right. That's a weird accessory.
The flying fist is totally.
So it definitely dates where this is happening, you know, flying fists and all that. And he uses the flying fist to like knock the buzz saw, which goes back into his chest. And then he leaves. He says, I'll be back. You know, all that.
He's like, death to Hurricane Hordak. Long live Buzzsaw Hordak.
Yeah, Buzzsaw Hordak. He proclaims himself to be Buzzsaw Hordak.
Yeah, the most horrible Hordak of all is what he says.
Mattel tried so hard to pull an Optimus Prime. Like, hey, if we kill Hurricane Hordak.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're saying he's the worst Hordak of them all, Jeff?
That's what he says. He runs away saying he's the worst one. He's the most horrible.
Does he come back? I mean, I haven't like read deep into like the Princess Power stuff. Is Buzzsaw Hordak back in there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't really remember. The Buzzsaw Hordak.
There's not a lot of that stuff in there.
Not really.
Like, they're not nearly as dark.
No, the Princess of Power, the She-Ra comics didn't...
Yeah.
I don't recall them doing a lot of like villain stuff, and if it was very female. You had Catra maybe here and there.
This is about it, and it's by far the darkest comic, like just palette-wise, but yeah, it's not.
The rest were all like environmental things, like, oh no, the cliff is going to fall on the village and stuff like that. I don't remember it being like, you know, I'm going to...
Right.
But we never really see
Suck the blood out of Hornet
again. We never see Mosquitor again. We never see Dragstor again. It's a very like contained... but will be continued story.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I thought was kind of unfortunate about some of the later characters is that they never had a chance to really have their own little moment in the sun.
Yeah. And these are some late comics too, because after this you get into the Snake Men and then there's like the Cosmic Key, which is obviously the last one, you know.
Oh, barbecue sauce Gwildor himself.
Good old Gwills.
Somebody needs to make that barbecue sauce.
We're gonna
make the actual bottles.
We're gonna make his body the bottle. We have to.
Yeah, right. And you'll have his quote on the bottle. It tasted good.
It tasted good. That's right. That's so funny.
I mean, the Gwildor says it tasted good.
That'd be so good.
And again, he's never tried barbecue sauce.
On the back label, have a picture of Man at Arms eating ribs.
Holding his thumbs up. It's a rib bone.
It's so a rib. Funny. Those are rib bones.
Have Teela spitting it out. Oh God.
It tasted good.
I would buy that barbecue sauce. Totally.
I would
all the
buy
time.
That so fast.
I would.
I'm telling
even
you,
even if
Rio,
it didn't taste good.
No,
it but that barbecue sauce and Rio Blast chili, man, it would be awesome.
Rio Blast chili,
yeah, right. A can of Rio Blast chili and a bottle of Gwildor sauce.
Tell you what, the custom foods are calling us.
And Buzz Off honey.
Oh,
there you go.
See, we have a whole He-Man food line. How did they not?
They're so fixated on toys.
You know, something that I remember He-Man wise eating as a child. You might remember him. I would have got him at, it's like an impulse buy item at a Toy Biz, or not Toy Biz, KB Toys. They're the gummies that come in like a little tray, and there's like a individual one.
I remember those.
They had
the He-Man gummies.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
They were tasty.
I remember those.
Every now and then I'll get a gummy that looks like that and eat it and be like, it's not the same.
Yeah. You gotta be careful with the Motu. I've typed in Motu before, and it's also like a microphone.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta be careful with that Motu.
Be careful with that Motu, man.
Is there anybody who still got those?
Be careful. Oh, dude. The
muscle gummies. Are those gummies? No.
No, it's the mystery, yeah. Which I even thought that the muscles were a He-Man. That had to have been a He-Man thing, and then it's just a fairly new thing.
I thought it was a gummy until I ate it.
You ate muscle figures.
Yeah, I regretted it.
This gum is really hard to chew.
I broke three teeth.
That's a muscle figure.
And it tasted horrible.
Still better than that trading card gum, but God.
It's still better.
A little more bland.
Oh, man.
I do have a little story about that. Something similar. So it reminds me of my fifth birthday.
Do it.
My fifth birthday, my parents did a Star Wars themed birthday party for me.
Nice.
And so my favorite character in Star Wars was obviously Darth Vader.
Sure.
And so I had a Darth Vader
Space
cake.
Hitler, sure.
Space Hitler. So I had a Darth Vader cake in the shape of his head.
Sure.
And then the candle was a Darth Vader candle.
Oh, nice.
And so as we're waiting for all the family to come over and everything, I'm like hiding under the table wanting to eat the cake. And my mom's like, Jeffrey, don't you dare touch it. You know, I'm like, oh. I was like, I know. I won't touch the cake. I'll eat the candle because it looked like candy to me. And so I was like, I'm going to do this. I took it under the table and I took a big old bite of that candle and it was horrible. It was just black wax.
You're chewing up black wax.
Oh, I've done that before. Like with you know, you grab the toy off. The only way to test the toy that's on the cake is by taking a bite out of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not candy.
And if it were made of wax, like something like that, you would get a few bites in before you're like, okay, definitely not candy.
Not candy.
Definitely
but
not.
It would take a while before you to tell yourself, because wax lips, you know.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, which, it's, you like, know, it's is a this
chewable,
candy?
It's a chewable wax. It's like the chewing tobacco of candy.
Yeah, it is. Like,
it's worse than like regular gum because you, yeah, it's just worse.
Yeah, it's you can worse. Tell it's not really meant to be right. Like consumed. It has nothing to do with 80s stuff, but I had the same thing happen with summer sausage. Someone had given me some. Someone had given me some, and I had sliced it up, and I never had had it before.
And and you ate the
I
the
ate
outer,
the paper.
Yeah,
I ate,
the outer rim.
I cut it up, I slices, and I even fried it up in a pan, kind of give it a nice little sear. Man. And I took it out, and I started mowing it down, and I'm like, it tastes really good. It tasted good. And I got like three slices in. I'm like, it's really hard to chew, but it tastes really good. And then eventually I looked at it, and I'm like, it's paper. I had consumed like, yeah. Man, that's going to feel weird coming out.
Yep. And I think I've done that before as a kid with the summer sausage too.
With the paper.
Yeah. That's pretty eating funny. The whole like, yeah, I'm just like, it's the skin. It's tough skin.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a tough skin.
That's what Mosquito said.
He's got a tough skin, that summer sausage.
That's right.
Well, should we move on to the cartoon?
Yeah. Yeah, let's move on to the cartoon.
Let's do that.
We're back. Are we the back? Cartoon.
There's no cartoon.
There's no cartoon.
By the way, no cartoon.
Yeah. I hope you didn't get your hopes up because...
Yeah, as much as I wanted to see him suck in life force from people, yeah.
Yeah, they were way, way far behind.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they would have had to do another, probably two more seasons to get caught up.
I think it was another iffy one. I think Stinkor might have been the same way, that they're just like, look, don't make a cartoon about that smelly thing. It's like, don't make a cartoon about that bloody thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the slime pit never showed itself in the cartoon.
Yeah, which is just something that looks like it's regurgitating onto people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Like, and the toys just got away with more. The toys and comics did than the cartoon. So, yeah. And
the comics, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And that just ties back to the 80s where they were just convinced that TV was just programming children to go do whatever the heck. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I was disappointed because he is a cool character, and it would have been bonkers to see him in the cartoon, but I don't know how you would have rectified the whole blood, his chest full of...
It's full of cherry Slurpees.
Yeah, being super like refreshed on the comic makes you go like, you know, that was pretty slapped together comic there. It's
yeah.
Like, they could have slapped the episode together fairly quick.
They could have snuck him in.
But the comic is much more violent. I don't think would they have shown like... The sorceress essentially getting hit by a man car. I mean,
yeah, I don't remember anybody. I don't remember any of the good guys getting like physically like knocked out.
Like that's the thing. He knocked her out. He laid her out, and she was unconscious.
Yeah,
actually, and then same thing with King Randor. He ended
knocked
up
himself out.
Knocked himself out. Yeah. We don't want to. We don't want to show kids. You know how to run into.
He just comes flying in a drunken rage.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you leave that sorceress alone. Yeah. Feel the wrath of my puppy slaves.
Crunch.
two kids try to recreate it, and like one of them's just like, "I played Hordak, and it didn't work out the same way."
I almost died.
I had a big wheel and ran into my brother.
I was about to say it was with the big wheel. It really hurt.
But I did see the blood in his chest.
I did have a big wheel when I was a kid. I don't think I had a He-Man one, but they did make those.
My brother had a
They're like silver and blue, weren't they?
Yeah. And I think they might have even had Thundercats ones, possibly. But yeah, and there was like, if you guys remember those bouncy horses, there was a Battle Cat.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah. Those are huge.
Horse kind of, oh god.
Dude, those are worth a lot of money. Like,
so
good shape.
So rare.
I want one.
There's
so
a guy on one of the Motu sites on Facebook. Yeah. He took one and he completely redid it. Mm-hmm. And it looks so nice. He restored it.
Ooh.
And the burgundy color was actually done with like car paint. And mm-hmm. so it's like a burgundy with metal flake in it.
Yeah.
And it looks so gorgeous. And then so he took that to a Comic-Con and Alan Oppenheimer was there and he signed it.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, dude, could you imagine?
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, it was
that's,
so
that's
cool.
One of those, if you're like a heavy collector, that's like one of the... that'd be like, your holy grail.
That's my holy grail. Yeah. Totally. That's what I would like. Piece. I would sell my whole collection for that.
Oh, totally.
Give it all away. You would almost have to.
Yeah. Take it all.
Unless you wanted to, shell out the cash.
Yeah. Right. I was like, just take everything.
Shelling out the cash is tough sometimes. I mean, it's just something like that. I mean, people would fight you for it.
You know? Like, no, you might get killed. You might get dragged or run you over in the parking lot. Yeah. You're trying to walk.
I mean, can you imagine how many people were like walking around that convention and they just see this dude walking with this humongous thing under his arm and they're just
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool.
I remember seeing those in the store. It was so rare. It was so short, though. It was like, oh, my gosh. And then it was just gone.
Oh, I'm sure that, and this is the way most stores would be. It's like, well, if it's huge and nobody's buying it, just take it out.
Take it out. Yeah.
Yeah, just or so we only ordered one or two. You know? That's all we got. And that would make sense as to why it's so rare. But, I mean, obviously, it was probably expensive. Most people wouldn't have bought it for their kids.
No.
Correct. I mean, I had a big wheel.
Yeah.
And I wore that thing out, man.
Well, and the big wheel, honestly, I'm thinking as a parent, like, it's basically like helping you train up for the mechanics of a bicycle at some point, and the battle cat, it's stationary. You're just bouncing up and down.
Well, most kids back in the day would have got like a normal tricycle, but then like during the blow mold plastic boom, you end up with a big wheel.
Yeah,
which I was saying, like, yeah, the tire like would just it's hollow, and eventually the front tire, which is where the pedals were. You know, I mean, you run that thing on the concrete, that thing eats itself away eventually.
Yeah, you're cracking that sucker in half.
It took a while, but I mean, like, eventually they were. You couldn't salvage them.
Nope.
So, like, that's why, like, having an old one that a kid used in good shape, that's rare, you know?
Yeah, look at this thing. The 1985 Masters of the Universe Battlecat Spring Bouncer.
Oh, it says that one sold on eBay for, like, $12,000.
$12,000? Yeah. Look at that thing.
Oh, man.
It's even got fur sculpted into the...
Jeez.
Wouldn't it be, like, a smart business move to just even, like, cast that and make new ones?
Yeah. Or make one of the coin-op. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. You know, where it just it moves around like a coin op thing.
Jeff, if I would have saw that box underneath my Christmas tree.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
I can't imagine how big it is.
That's got to be huge.
I would have died.
There's nothing there to give you context as to how large that is.
There's no child. But
look at
there.
It next to the car.
Right.
I mean, the perspective's a little off.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of see the slats of wood of the floor there. So that's huge. That's huge.
Oh, that's a big one.
Gosh, could you imagine?
As a kid, just bouncing. Small.
Like, I remember when I got Castle Grayskull, I about died. You come out and like, I get to ride Battlecat?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me?
Oh, my
God, that thing.
It's a good, I mean, for the time, too, it was a really good.
How many kids would have just totally killed that thing?
Just broke it in half. Yeah. It's broken. Yeah, I think, Jeff, we got to find one of those and just start making those and selling them.
Start making molds.
Just make molds.
I'm going to have to check eBay now.
Candy, let's do this together.
Yeah.
But we need to make him like double the size.
He needs to be.
So we're going to take your 3D scanner.
I can do it.
And we're going to scan that puppy in. We're going to make him man size.
Dude. Right. What do they call this thing?
So it's a Battlecat Ride-On.
If we could scan that, I could easily double its size in the program I have. And then we could render a model through like a 3D printer and then just go
spring ride
to town.
Oh, gosh.
I want to make it motorized.
That's what I'm saying. So we just like charge people to ride it and we have beer.
It looks like. About, I mean, there's somebody who had one, the cheapest one I see, and it doesn't look bad. I mean, even with shipping, it would have been about $700.
You know, you put $1,000 into that thing between buying it, refurbishing it, and getting it some stuff, and then you start, like, making replications of it. Dude, come at us, Mattel.
$1,000 is, like, what two of them went for, and then one of them went for, like, $700.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Let's do it.
It's not nearly as rare as I was expecting. There's not one available now.
No. There's on the Motu sites, every once in a while, there'll be one that pops up, and they're in kind of sort of decent shape, and they go for, like, around $500 on there.
$500. Yep. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad. And if you could use that to make a coin-op rider, because, like, let's say that you find a horse or something that uses that, sort of, you know, body, and you can swap out the body, you know?
Right.
I wonder how thick he is. I mean, like, he looks...
I think it's that, like, really thick 80s plastic.
It's gotta be.
Think back to those, like, those horses.
Yeah.
It actually looks like the same plastic they used to make the Battle Cats.
It's really thin and brittle.
Well, like, actually... Yeah, I mean, yeah, his tail's still attached, so maybe...
Yeah.
God, that's amazing, though. It's a... You can see it's in a lot of, like, that man cave.
Man, we got off on a weird tangent, huh?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes cool. Cartoon. There is none. So let's talk about the battle.
Yeah.
Battlecat spring ride.
He's not in the cartoon, but there's a Battlecat thing.
That's right. There's a Battlecat ride you guys all need to hear about.
And we formed a business plan on making them.
We're going to repop them. See us on Kickstarter.
See ya. That's so funny. Yeah, reserve your spot now.
Reserve your spot now. It'll just be $2,000.
Yeah. Exactly.
Coming back to the cartoon, though. So he was, he wasn't actually on the 2000 series, but they had a plan to introduce the Horde on the next season.
They had so many plans on that show, yep. too.
Gosh, it just stinks. That would have been awesome. I can't wait to see what they do with the Revelations.
I'm excited.
I honestly didn't care when it was out, but I was working with Chris Metry at the time,
mm-hmm.
and he was singing its praises constantly.
The 2002 reboot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, it's really good.
Yeah.
You know?
Chris.
And I'm just like, yeah, he's been a huge fan.
Yeah.
And I remember we were, because we were working for the same company, we were on a business trip at a meeting and stopped somewhere. And he was purchasing the show on DVD, and he was like, "It's a really good show." And
yeah.
he's like, "Have you seen it?" I was like, "No." I was like, "I don't watch He-Man anymore."
Yeah,
you know, it was at that point nerd. In my life when, yeah, right, yeah, nerd, yeah, man,
just beat him up He-Man. Really quick.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, and now you probably would watch it. I mean, it's really
yeah,
good.
It's good. It's really not a bad show. It's more interesting.
Yeah.
Then, well, they really tried to like have origin stories and have well-rounded episodes. It was really a different mentality than the original show, which was more to get the short stories and then like some sort of message out there.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think that the 2000 series, it was more about the story and less about the message. And that's yeah. kind of the theme with a lot of newer shows, even though I've heard the new She-Ra show is more about a message. I guess it's more like a Friendship is Magic kind of style.
It's kind of Friendship yeah. is Magic yeah. style. They're not doing anything at the end where they're today we
learned. You
know,
if you want to get boys into it, might as well, right?
That's right.
Right.
Well, I think the vintage cartoon was purely there to sell the toys.
Yeah.
And then the 2000 series, it was purely, the toys was like an after
yes.
thought, you know.
It was part of the whole thing.
It was part of it, yeah. right. But then I think with the She-Ra stuff, clearly that came out way before any toys have been introduced. I think they're just starting to
for
trickle
Netflix,
out
you
toys.
Mean?
Yeah,
for yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah,
they're
the toys
starting
are just
to
starting.
Trickle out.
Yeah, and my employee Damon was just talking about it. He's like, yeah, so they just released one where it's her riding
Swiftwind.
Yeah, Swiftwind, and it's like a whole set, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mm-hmm. think maybe Mattel's making it, I can't remember.
I think it's Mattel.
Yeah,
I think.
It would make sense because they're doing like the new redesign and stuff of
right.
Everything, which I can already tell that's going to be like a heavily scalped Christmas item.
Oh,
you think
totally.
So?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really have any interest for myself, but I mean, like people who are interested, I feel like it's going to be one of those like NES Mini kind of situations.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, for the rebrand, yeah. for the relaunched yeah. He-Man figures that have articulation and stuff.
It's going to be one of those like hot Christmas items for adults.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you, from what I remember, did they say that those weren't coming out till next year? Or are they already on?
I thought there was going to be a Christmas thing this year.
I hope so. Cause I will.
You I will ask.
I won't. I don't Santa. Ask. I just yeah. get it. I am Santa.
I am Santa.
I'll pray to Procrustes. Please. Procrustes, send this to us. Is it a Mattel item?
Yes.
The figure's available July 18th, exclusive
okay, so
at Target.
They're going to be next year then. Okay.
Dang it.
But they did like talk about them this year. They're like a whole.
Yeah, they
I mean, that is a cool looking.
Oh,
that's
these,
a cool
these
looking
are, these
doll.
These are the
though.
She-Ra, yeah. So that looks like a Barbie.
It does.
Yeah, except.
We were talking about the He-Man ones, like the new.
The new He-Mans? The He-Mans?
The He-Mans. The Menses.
Oh, well, there's a voice
pretty
actors.
Big.
Yeah, I was going to say they look like they're Barbies. I think
yeah.
that they're supposed to be like a Barbie style.
Yeah.
So clearly centered towards
I think these
girls.
Are all the people who play.
Yeah, that's
voices.
Their voice.
I was say that she was on, you ever watched The Goldbergs?
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Love that show.
Yeah, no, she's hilarious.
So
yeah.
Noel Stevenson? Is it Noel?
Noel
Stevenson.
Noel Lee. Yeah,
Noel, yeah. Well, should we move on to the comic?
Yep.
Let's we talked it. About the comic. Let's talk about the
not
toy.
Comic. I'm sorry, the toy. My brain.
He's like, Eddie, no, it's
come
time
on,
for the toy.
He's sucking
Jeez.
My life force. I can't podcast.
Eddie, why?
Mosquito.
Eddie.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about the toy.
Let's do it.
The toy.
Man.
So.
Candy brought one in. We're looking
yes,
at him right
so,
now.
So, well, yeah, and I brought the original. We should talk about the classics.
Yeah.
But to me, it's. It wouldn't have been this fun to play with.
I agree.
Sure.
But if you guys want to pass him around.
I've never actually held Mosquito.
Give him a good.
He's pretty rare.
Take a Mosquito.
He's getting
down.
More rare. I want to say in this condition, I get about 70 out of him. With that's complete.
Sure.
This complete, oh, working, complete. Got the flowing blood. He's got his which is funny that he has a gun. He doesn't
right.
use it in
right.
the comic.
No.
He's more of a, you know, suck you first, ask questions later.
Ooh, that's how it goes.
I don't like the way you said it. Ooh. I feel like you changed the cadence of what I said doing that.
That's so funny. So his gun, it looks...
A mosquito gun almost.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like... Well, that's the thing. It looks like it's a drill and a gun.
Right.
But we don't know what
like
it is.
Like a harpoon almost or something? I don't think it's been reused, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been reused. I mean, I know the body has nothing. Well, it looks kind of like Mod Vlogs.
I think you're right. I was going to say, I think it might be a specific gun to him.
Yeah, I think so.
The color is definitely specific, but I think the design is too. Oh,
so awesome.
I don't think he shares any body parts with any other figure. That's the weird thing.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have any recycled.
He's definitely got his own look.
Yep. I think the
he does seem like a robot a little bit.
Yeah. Are the feet, are those the tank head?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, no, he's very much, and just like what I said, like you look at him and you're like, is this thing like organic?
He looks like a robot a little bit, especially the head.
Well, that was kind of the thing online that
but
people
that
were trying to.
But that blood just flows.
It does.
When
this
you get
is really good
It's
shape.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was playing with it in the way I'd imagine a kid would play with it, and you'd like, you know, you go up behind him, stick his nose in somebody, and then press the thing and see the blood come, and it looks like he's sucking the life force out of you, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, even a skeleton, if you stick him in Skeletor, like, I can get blood from a skeleton.
He's That's sucking right. a marrow.
Yeah.
Not my marrow.
Yeah, I had a
call me brittle bones.
I had a pin when I was a kid that I took to school, and it had
a
bat head on it. And it you when you turn it upside down, the blood would come, so you could see it.
Yeah, I was going to say we should talk about the because this is a Mattel toy as well. There's let's see what year this was again, 1979. So
and
that's interesting to think about it because this one was 86.
Yeah.
So Mosquito came out in 86, but in 79. 7 years before that, Mattel had Gregory the Bat, and he's just a big rubber bat, and his feature was he had a chest with some blood that pumps through him. And the one I've got, of course, is all dried up, and he smells kind of like a basement. But you know, he's made of rubber.
That's right.
A rubber basement.
But yeah, he was sold on his own in a box, and you know, his only play features are, you know, he's a rubber bat. If you move him, you can get his wings. He flaps his wings.
He flapping the wings.
Yeah, he's got a chest, you know, with blood that pumps through it like a bat. And you can hang him upside down using your own string. Yeah,
right.
That's all you can do with him. And it's a really weird toy.
It's a weird toy, but like as a cool, that'd be a fun thing to like have in your office or
it
like,
would be.
You know,
yeah.
even
and, we were talking about Pulsar earlier. Is that Mattel as well?
It was. Yeah.
So
1971.
This wouldn't be the first. Toy with that blood pumping action, but I think it's the first one that they did with the clear blood pumping action. And since it is close to Halloween, we should talk about it's very similar to those masks that you'd see at like Walgreens or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where they have like the recirculating blood and you have the little bulb and
you just squeeze it and then
which,
it runs down
which,
the face.
You know, makes no sense, but it's so cool.
It's
you know?
Very cool.
I remember when they first came out with those, I was like, those are awesome.
Yeah.
I don't understand the purpose, but they're great.
Yeah. No, just stuff that we couldn't get at all.
I love the flowing blood though. And the Gregory bats, they all seem to be dried up, but a lot of Mosquitoes I see, they definitely still pump.
It's more rare to see them dry than
I think that the way that they do dry is, and this is going to get into a bit of how he's made. So in his back, underneath the button, there's going to be like a little bulb, kind of like a primer bulb of some kind.
Yeah.
And that would be made of like a rubber or something like that. And I think that if that ruptures from too many presses or maybe a hard...
pushing too hard.
Pushing too hard.
Yep.
Then he starts to leak out the back.
Yeah.
And I have seen some that leak out the back.
Mm.
Just red
just
juice.
A little bit. Like you'll push him and then you'll check your finger.
It's bloody. He's sucking up my life.
My life force.
Don't do it.
Oh, he's getting my life force.
So that bladder is probably the weak spot where
I think that's exactly. Just telling people out there who do own him, it's like, you know, don't push him too hard. And I would say definitely store him in a nice climate controlled area so that he doesn't get too hot or something I would say if he's stored somewhere where the climate fluctuates, then that would probably compromise that rubber bulb and make it more susceptible. Whoops.
Make the liquid.
To the
mosquitoes trying to suck the microphone. God, he's power. Sucking the microphone. Get off the mic.
Yeah, get off the mic.
Now, and his chest, I didn't feel this, but his front is hard, right? There's no squishiness.
Oh, yeah,
to
it. It's pretty much exactly like the Gregory the Bat. Yeah. He's such a solid, it's such a solid chest, though, and I would assume that, I don't want to try, but his arms can just come right off.
Yep.
And then it looks like his legs use the same
rubber band.
Rubber band, yeah. So it's all, you know, he's got the same like amount of articulation as just about any of them. No power punch.
Right.
He just sucks life force. But honestly, I think if I had this as a, I didn't have this as a child, even though I said he was one of my favorites. I did have Stinkor. I didn't have Scareglow either. So
Right.
But if I had this as a kid, I would probably suck the life force out of my Ninja Turtle.
Exactly.
My sister's Barbies.
You're all getting sucked.
My dad when he's sleeping. You're all getting sucked.
So
please die.
The thing that
your dad grounds you. Let me go outside and play. Oh yeah.
He's got no blood now, huh?
Yeah, right. I got him right after he saw Child of Rage.
So the thing that's funny is like Mattel came out with these more kind of monstery themed villains towards almost the end of the run, right? I mean, Stinkor,
Scareglow. Was Stinkor towards the end? I thought he wasn't was a little earlier.
Wave one.
I was about to say wave one.
He was probably
in the
middle-ish.
I feel like he was maybe wave two or three.
Yeah,
I think he's probably three.
My guess is three. My guess is three or four.
We're going to have to talk about him, too, because I did have him as a child. So, I mean, like, he's so one. Good. And I even brought him up on Scareglow, so you can't avoid him.
We talked about how masterful he was because, like, it took us a while to realize he was basically a merman reskinned.
Yeah. Oh, he's a merman all day.
And we were
I had both him and merman, and I thought that they were brothers.
Well, when I was a kid, it didn't even hit me for a while. And then I'm like, wait a minute, it's the same exact body, except just painted differently.
That's why Mosquito is such an interesting piece.
Yeah.
Because he's got a lot of interesting paint detail, because he's got silver details.
Yep.
And they redesigned the body completely. I feel like that last wave was really cool, honestly.
Yeah.
And Randor is part of that wave, too, and he's getting rare. That cape is rare. I've got one at the shop right now, minus the cape.
Man.
He's got his staff and everything.
The crown comes off, too, doesn't it? I've seen some missing crowns.
And people are paying money without that crown now, and he just looks weird because he's got that weird indentation. Yeah. Crown.
Funny. That dent is from him ramming the jet sled.
The jet sled.
I've got crown hair.
Yeah, so he was Stinkor's wave four.
Oh,
wave
four, there we go.
85. So it was the year before Mosquitor.
Yep. But still, there's that monster. I mean, you could put all these guys on like a t-shirt for Halloween it would totally work.
Yeah.
All my favorite ones are like the creepy ones. And I think Mosquitor, because he does have like a blood feature, is probably one of the scarier ones. Because he looks like he's, it's the most violent one of all of them. I mean, none of them bleed, or anything. But, I mean, you could be playing with your toys and have a scenario where like, and Mosquitor killed them all. That's right. he was the only one left.
And he bathed in their blood.
Well, it kind of worked out kind of cool in my family. Cause, he's like
all yoked.
He's obese.
So much blood, bro.
When I was a kid, my brother and I've said that many a times, how he always had all the bad guys. So, of course, he got all of the Horde characters. And what kind of worked out was my uncle got them for us. And it was right around Halloween time when we went over to my uncle's place. And I just remember all the Halloween decorations up and stuff. And then I was like, wow, they have Halloween themed Motu? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, my 6-year-old brain,
Right.
But so it kind of worked out kind of cool. But it does kind of go hand in hand if you think about it. I mean, you could definitely.
Yeah. Most of the monster movies are like you're talking about like the main characters are the antagonist and people like to watch those kind of things around Halloween. So, I mean, I could see, Skeletor being a great Halloween one.
Oh, yeah.
Scareglow, obviously, they just have a Halloween-y look to them,
Right.
I tried to keep my mom ignorant of these villains because, Castle Grayskull was already a war to get that playset. So when she's like,
can you pull up the Mosquitor card. Maybe we can look at the back of the card.
And see. Yeah. That
because
art.
Now I'm curious as to how they like, did they say like he sucks the life force?
I mean, it's
of
red though. It's red. Yeah. I swear they say blood.
They have to. I mean, like it'll probably say like any,
I mean, if it was
blood.
Blue, I could be you like, what's oh, funny it's life force.
I've totally had one of these sealed in my shop before.
In a box.
Years ago.
Oh
yeah,
man.
Like sealed in the, yeah, there it is there. So it says to prime fluid pump repeatedly. It just says fluid.
Well, at the top, he says it says energy.
Energy. Yeah, so there you go.
Drains rat lore of his energy
chest
while his chest
red.
Oozes red.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I that, like how like the rat lore is like,
rat lore's days are numbered. He's like, this is how I die.
He's like, what is this thing?
We're both bad guys. Why are you doing
what is,
this?
What is he like? Stepping into a bunch of melted cheese?
Yeah, he's on a grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah.
I need these metal boots to go through the cheese. And everybody's like, what have you been smoking, Mosquito?
Rat lore's like, I knew I shouldn't have been here. Pizza Island.
Pizza Island. Multibots, like,
yeah, 1986,
please kill
yeah.
us, please.
But there's Dragstore, who's in the same comic, and the Horde Trooper, I want to say, was either, I think he's in the comic after that, or sometime. No.
You know, I'm glad we're having
I've got a multibot at the shop right now, actually.
Do you
I'm
not?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's like I'm sorry. Do you want us to burn it down?
I have it posed. I actually put it together just like that, and he looks just like that.
Really?
It's not that cool. And there's Buzzsaw, Horde, Echo, Horde. So all the
but the
guys
Horde Trooper
from the comic, yeah, are on the back there. And
yeah.
There you go.
You know, we talked about attack track gone rampant. That monstroid wasn't too far off.
No,
man.
That's true.
That thing, if you let that thing go, it would just...
Oh, yeah. That, you know what was cool about that? Was a wind-up toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but
or
it would...
Was it wind-up or was it a pull string? What was it?
I thought it might have been a pull string.
Yeah, so maybe. It's a pull string.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it kind of like, you know, starting a lawnmower. Yeah. And then it started, like, moving like crazy.
And it, like, went back and forth all bonkers. And yeah. I remember, man, it would take your eye out if you weren't careful.
It was an interesting toy.
Put two butter knives in those claws and let you could hold up a bag.
I'm glad you said butter knives. Two steak knives in there.
Put a lawnmower blade on top of that thing and go. A
couple X-Acto knives.
That's funny. Oh my
I've
God.
Seen people do that on like YouTube where they'll like take a crocodile dentist and put X-Acto blades in it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow. I never thought I could have too much anxiety to watch something. I don't think I can watch
Isn't
this.
Isn't that a game where the jaw comes down?
Yeah,
that,
like
yeah.
you pick a tooth to push down, and then eventually it closes on you, and then like they'll put, yeah, real
X-Acto
blades on the teeth.
Oh, jeez.
It's like,
oh,
yeah, I was going to say, that's a, what is that?
Jeez.
No, I remember.
Is that another one of those like...
I remember seeing this as like concept art. Is that dude? He's got two giant tanks in the back.
That's actually pretty cool.
And
look
at his okay.
His
so
gun.
His
it
gun.
Looks like his gun also sucks.
Yes.
Blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what we're looking at for our listeners here, there's a picture online from Comic Vine.
Comic Vine. Yeah.
And so it says the evil energy draining insectoid Mosquito or Hordax energy vampire designed to drain the source of server power. And what it shows is it shows like two vials, like big canisters,
like backpack style of
blood.
Wings. I would assume that one of them's hooked to his helmet, and the other one's hooked to his gun.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So he's got these like two little claws.
Dude, that's wicked cool. And his boots are way cooler.
Now I want to see him without his mask.
Yeah, right? I know.
And you guys look scary.
Dude.
That looks really
that's the
cool.
That's the Mosquito
there he is,
we
there
deserve.
He is, yeah. So somebody looks like they made a custom of him.
That's a good custom, too.
You know what's funny? I can kind of see what they used a little bit.
Really?
Let's see what this is.
Yeah. It looks like they used a little bit. The arms look like pumpkin heads.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, with like fin. Oh, but they even got like the blood feet. Wait a minute.
I don't know if this is custom. This might actually be.
Really?
If it is, I want to buy it.
Yeah, now I do. I
mean, oh, look, they have without the mask.
Oh,
the mask comes off.
Wow. So there he is.
He looks like a Mosquito.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, yeah. Okay, see? You can see the eyes and stuff. So it's more of a helmet. Oh,
so
man.
It's four horsemen, it says.
Four horsemen.
It's a four horsemen sculpt.
There you go.
Oh,
and there's all these people screaming out their stereos right now. Like, of course, morons, I have two.
Candy's looking
seven.
It up right now.
Oh, man.
They said right there it was like the mask was actually glued on, but the person actually pried
it off
just to see what it looked like. And then sure enough, it's a sculpted face underneath.
That's kind of cool.
I would have to pry it off.
You'd have to pry it off. I don't know why they'd glue it on. Make it to where it can come off.
Yeah.
That's a statue. Yep. Okay, well, we might have to get
there. Is it actually released? Is that a thing?
I have to look that up.
Yeah,
War Horseman.
Like, the website looks a little...
I was just...
A little old. Well, should we...
I always dread finding out that they're like concept pieces that you can't buy, so...
Good times.
But maybe not. Either way, now that's so cool. So, I mean, there's a lot of things, oh, there it is.
So this is, NECA.
Yeah, mini statues.
Rare mosquito NECA. Man,
$175. That's so cool. And we thought it was custom.
Now,
and
that's... Now, to me, that doesn't pump.
No.
No.
Yeah. And so let's talk about the classics, because he doesn't pump.
Right.
Yeah.
No action feature.
He has a piece of clear red plastic.
Yep.
Which is funny, because when this one came in, if you keep him like on his face, you lay him down on his chest, and you let it sit there for a while, it will...
pool up.
It'll look like a piece of... It'll look like that one. It'll look like it's just a red piece of plastic.
Yeah.
And when he came in, I didn't think he still pumped, because the blood is kind of thick, and when it gets filled into that area, it doesn't move, and it takes a while to pump it out. But as you can see, like if I... Yeah, it's like you have to hold him on his chest, and then it fills up the whole chest with it. So
that's crazy.
It's actually, it's pretty functional, but yeah.
You wonder how full it actually is. Like, you want to like, not that you want to crack one open.
Yeah, and
like,
you know, I wish that the tubes at least like pumped a little bit on that.
Too bad it doesn't.
Even if it was like motorized, just you turn it on and let it just see it cycle through.
Oh,
like,
man, that'd be so cool.
So Candy, we're in the month of October. What you got going on at the old pop culture exchange?
Well, we've got all of our Halloween stuff out, so we've got like more horror movie collectibles, like the NECA toys, and we've got more posters. We got masks. We get Trick or Treat Studios props, so we have a lot of those, and they've come out with a bunch of die cuts this year, which have been really popular.
Oh, nice!
Yeah. I've been trying to get more like the pins and the die cuts and like more of the decor and stuff like that.
For Trick or Treat?
Yeah.
I kind of want some of that.
Well, actually, from Trick or Treat Studios, who does like a bunch of different ones. But yeah, Trick or Treat, I try to get a lot of that stuff too from the movie Trick or Treat. But there's a lot of places this year that have them. Like Spirit had a good selection.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, and NECA's coming out with some stuff. That movie's a classic, though. It's like the Halloween. It's like the Christmas Story of Halloween.
You right.
Know? Yeah.
Well, it was the same director who did Krampus, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, it is. It was before he did Krampus.
Yep.
And he also actually did Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Did you guys see that?
That's the most recent one,
that's
right?
A new one.
I've not seen it, and
I saw it in theaters. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, like,
I've seen it twice.
Wow. I saw it in theaters just the once, but I'd watch it again.
Yeah. That's
it's good. It's a fun movie.
I'd love to.
You got to go for it. Yeah. And, not Trick or Treat, but Trick or Treat.
Oh.
The 1986 movie. You seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember it vaguely, but it's been a long time. I remember it exists.
You know, it hasn't been given a proper like treatment of like, you know, on DVD or anything, but it's not a terrible film.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun movie.
Yeah. No, it's Trick or Treat. That's the one. That's the new one.
So Trick or Treat is, Trick or Treat is the one that with Sam, and Trick or Treat is the one that's like about the metal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there it is there, yep, 1986. Ooh. And it, actually the guy, it's got good effects in it. The guy who did the effects is Kevin Yeager. He did like the Crypt Keeper and Chucky from the original Child's Play movies. So it's got really good effects. If there was a time when DVDs first came out that it got a really cheap release, so you'd find it in like the bargain bins, and on the cover you'd see Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons, like they were the stars of the movie, and they're not even close. Oh, not even close. Like Gene Simmons is in it for
there
a little bit. Ozzy Osbourne has like a cameo, barely,
and they just dialed in on it.
Yeah, and they just tried to sell the movie as like, you know, which is a terrible way to sell it.
Right.
It's not a bad movie though. Right. I mean, it's
It's going to be at the Alamo Draft House for anybody that's in Omaha.
When is that happening?
October 27th.
Oh, look at that.
And if it's a 35mm, it doesn't matter what.
They try to make the 35 every time they do it.
And that's the thing. It doesn't matter what print they have. It's probably better than that DVD.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about the DVD? It's an open mat, and you can see the microphone every now and then.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I swear to God. Yeah.
Really?
It's one of those movies.
We should go see that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You probably won't be able to see the microphone in the theater, but if you have that full screen DVD like I do, you'll see the microphone a few times.
That's
like,
funny.
That's cool.
I love it when weird stuff makes its way in like that.
I know.
Like, oh no!
Our friend Billy Peck is probably in line right now.
Yeah,
for the movie
right now.
Yeah. Well, now I kind of want to, but I don't know if I'll be in town.
It's
for
like
that.
It's two worlds collided. You know,
exactly,
like the rock and roll world and the Halloween world.
It's really not a bad movie.
Kaboom!
No, it's
really kind of cool. It looks cornier than it is, and yeah, it's like an R-rated film too. It's not it's not like a. What, I mean, if somebody made that movie today, it'd be PG-13.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. For the time, it's R. You should bring your mosquito with us too.
But the
suck the blood out of
And he plays like the record backwards and stuff. It's pretty fun.
Yep. Oh, yep. Nice.
Actually, I have a. There's a little Marcy. She's a really creepy puppet. Look her up real quick.
Little Marcy.
Little Marcy. She's a. Definitely more creepy than it intended to be, but she's a puppet.
Oh dear God!
And it's this woman who sounds like this, and she made albums, and they're all religious, like Christian albums.
Okay,
a bunch of them in the 70s, and I have one, and there's a song called "Devil, Devil, Go Away."
Oh my gosh!
Actually, have you guys? Can you listen to something on this too?
Yeah,
not through our headphones, but
well, then, yeah, but on the TV, yeah.
Yep.
If you go to YouTube, and then because I put it on YouTube,
"Devil, Devil, Go Away."
Yeah, I put it on YouTube where I played the record and then I played it backwards, and it's serious. Well, I'll let you hear it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! You know, fun fact.
Actually,
there it is.
Type in backwards.
Oh no! You know, a fun fact: if you play any mega episode backwards, it says Eddie is dead. It does.
That's why your shoes are off right now.
Exactly.
Actually, go to type in Gumdrop Land Films real quick.
Gumdrop.
Yeah. Candy's got
nobody.
This, like,
nobody.
The search thing.
One word, I think.
Yeah. What did you say it was?
Gumdrop Land Films.
Oh,
you can cut this part out of the commentary, like the.
That's fine.
Or Gumdrop it makes it Land. In because it's. Comedy gold.
Now go to you see that one that says New Crackhead? Go to just the Gumdrop Land page, not the actual, yeah.
Okay.
Which is where it says Gumdrop Land, yeah. And it should be the newest video, or not the newest video, the second video there.
That's a scurry looking video.
That's my face, but yeah. Right there, here? That's the one.
Is that your face?
Yeah.
Who's Gumdrop Land? Is that your YouTube channel?
Yeah, this is mine. But.
Start that over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, there it is. I swear
to
God.
It said hail Satan.
Do that again.
Holy crap. Okay.
It turns out it's the words come this way.
Is it recording?
We are recording.
Yeah. Hail Horda.
This is an actual, it's a real, and a creepy doll. You saw pictures of it.
Yeah, the creepy doll.
So for
it's
those,
a real record.
For those who actually want to like look this up, you can go on to, I almost said Satan.
Satan.
You can go onto YouTube and look up creepy religious music. Is Satanic played backwards?
It's like 20 seconds.
And, and the channel
long.
Is Gumdrop Land Films.
I mean, the only intelligible part of the backwards is Hail Satan.
It says Hail Satan.
Oh, my God.
And I still own that record, and I'm not dead yet. So.
Man, I know, but Rio Blast just spit his chili out.
Holy
He's like,
crap.
Hot dang.
Whoa.
Hail Satan. Jeez.
This is the most interesting episode we've ever done.
Yeah, now we're... Well, it's the Halloween episode, so...
I know, we're supposed to be
gotta
a little...
have some Hail Satan in there. And that's a children... That is a children's record. It's not a metal... It couldn't be further from, like, satanic metal music.
Yeah,
that's
it is
crazy.
Literally a children's religious record.
We live in the Matrix.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now.
Dude, that's wicked.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just saying, you know, I mean, like...
Gumdrop Land Films.
Yeah,
look that up.
Yeah,
wow. That's something else.
Yeah.
Little Marcy doll.
Little Marcy. And she Little looks Marcy. Creepy to boot.
She's very creepy.
Oh, dear.
Now, some of those are real dolls that they released that you could buy.
Yeah.
And that's the cover of a record.
Okay. And look at her.
Now,
she's
if
like,
you
I'm
look
dressed
at,
just like the doll is.
I think the album that I was playing was called, like, Here I Am or something weird. and it's an illustration of her on the cover.
Oh no!
And
oh,
it man. Looks just as creepy. I mean, if not creepy.
Could that price be any bigger on that record?
I know. Why is $1.90
There it is, right there. Is that the name? Happy Am I is the record. Oh. With Devil, Devil, Go Away.
Happy Am I. There it
the
is.
The blue one at the bottom.
I remember that cover.
Oh,
one okay, down, yeah.
Oh, and it also has the $298, which, you know, so it's a little more expensive. But yeah, and I, well, okay, this might even sound creepier. But when somebody sold that to me, you know, and I was like, oh, this is a weird record. And I was like, God, it's so creepy looking. And I flipped it over, and the only song that was circled on the back was Devil, Devil, Go Away.
It was circled. I'd want to see that viewed under like a,
I know,
like, a
right?
like you scan that in and you turn it on like a reverse.
I thought you were going to say like a black light or
a
something.
A black light, yes. And there's a whole other image underneath it.
Oh, God, yeah. It's Hail it's like Satan.
It's I'm looking at you, Candy.
It's Modulok.
Hail Satan.
It's a Modulok.
It's like, oh, it's glowing. It says Hail Satan. Oh, what's it written in? It's like, I don't know, either blood, urine, or semen.
That'd be funny if Modulok was listening to like something on his Walkman, and they he takes the headphones off, and it's just that song on repeat, played backwards.
Oh man,
what? What's that? Oh yeah, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sorry,
dude. But that was like crystal clear. That wasn't like
no,
like from Little Nicky. You remember Little Nicky, yeah, the movie? Yeah. And he's like, "What's the Oz man saying here?
Yeah.
Nothing, absolutely nothing." But listen to Chicago. It's like, "Hail Satan, the blood of the innocent."
Exactly. That's basically the
Chicago's freaking
awesome.
And
it's kind of like that. It's like it couldn't seem
no
less satanic, and in backwards, it sounds really scary. I mean, it's creepy anyway. But yeah, at the time I happened to have a record, I still have it, but it's a record player that you can reverse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I just threw it on and said, like, I'm going to try it backwards. And like the second I tried it backwards, I heard that. And I was like, what?
Whoa.
So I just had to do
that's
like.
That's crazy.
I had to film it and be like, okay, that's like the creepiest thing ever. So yeah, I mean, yeah, that if that doesn't creep you out for Halloween, I don't know.
Happy Halloween with Mosquito and
if Mosquito doesn't suck your life's essence,
then Little Marcy,
will take crazy. Sell your soul to the devil.
Well, we'll have to have people. Be
how
sure
how
to
much is your soul? $2.98. It says it right on the cover.
$1.98.
Yeah, that one's $1.98, but the one with the devil go away. Yeah. It was $2.98.
You got to pay more for the Hail Satan.
You pay a dollar extra for that Hail Satan.
You can't be getting that Hail Satan.
But yeah, look at that cover though. Like that's the woman that's her voice.
Yeah.
So like when you see her. Just imagine her doing the voice.
Right.
Now
that's creepy too.
She is dressed identically to her doll almost every time.
She usually is.
That's crazy.
Imagine going on like a blind date with her and she
rolls
up.
Some of these shots are from a YouTube video that you see that you can see the puppet.
Oh man.
I wonder if she ever did live shows. I'll tell you, she.
Different
we're
time.
Probably creating a creepypasta doing this.
Yes, we are. That's good.
Talking about like Little Marcy and her crazy stuff. I was actually thinking about if I were to write like a horror anthology, writing a story
about Little Marcy.
Well, calling it something else, Little Darcy, but like, you know, using the same idea of like, and she put like satanic messages in her religious records.
She's got this whole horde of children that like worship her and they don't know why.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Devil, devil, go away. I don't think anybody else has like really. Tried to play that backwards, so that's why I put it on there. But if it
how'd
turns
that dawn
out,
on you though? You're like, I just want to see what happens.
I said I had a turntable that went backwards. I just decided to do it as a joke, and it freaked me out.
I'm picturing you playing all your records backwards.
So was that your video?
I played a few backwards, but just that one. Yeah.
That was your video that you posted?
That was my video, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So you get to see Candy's hand.
Candy's hand.
Sure. You can see my hand in that. But I do have a Pop Culture Exchange YouTube that I will try and, like I said, do
to
like
share
toy repair videos on there. Like, and I might try to repair that Gregory. So I'm going to see if I can get one of these blood pumping toys to work again from the 70s. That'd be fun. But yeah, I mean, other than that,
wow.
I'm going to try and do like some, like, I've got a bunch of like dangerous toys I want to put on there too. That I, dangerous toys from the 60s and 70s.
Dude, yes. Get long darts, water wiggle.
I don't want them. I was just talking about like the hot plates and like, actually, I've got some from the 90s that are like die cast makers where you melt metal.
Yeah.
And make jewelry out of it.
That's how Dr. Doom happened.
I have one for girls and I have one for boys. They actually marketed it to both.
That'd be amazing.
Both genders. The boys one is infinitely cooler because you can make like skulls and stuff.
Yeah, make a metal skull.
My dude, skull. Funny.
They don't. They would not sell a toy that you could melt metal now.
No, even if no
a foundry
now,
in your house.
Now, to be fair, it's probably just pewter and it's all contained. So like it has like a bunch of safety measures where it's like you never.
Yeah.
Touch anything.
You're not having like.
It has a crank.
Little Joey's in the corner making a Rambo Bowie knife.
Ching. It heats up a little bowl, and then like there's a crank that like will like tip it into the mold for you.
See.
So like you don't touch it, unlike the thing maker, which is just an exposed hot plate.
Yeah.
Which kids burn themselves on all the time.
Yeah.
My father-in-law had one when he was a kid, and he's like, oh, I got scars from my thing maker when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You needed toys that scarred you a little
bit. Absolutely.
Man.
Well, yeah, right? If they didn't scar you, well, what did they do?
That's what was the point of it?
That toy touched me, and it scarred me.
That's right. I have so many injuries from toys and bikes and stuff when I was a kid. Like my kids will never know that stuff.
Right.
You know, but now I know as an adult, you see something that looks sharp, get away from it.
We had those clacker balls.
Yes.
That you got going, and they would explode.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yes. Dude.
Like glass. It was
they were fun until they exploded.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you knock a knuckle with that thing.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
I threw one at my brother like a bolo, like, yeah, and it did. It wrapped around his ankle.
Thank God it didn't wrap around his neck.
I know.
they start turning blue.
I'm a mean older brother. That's what I got out of it.
So you're talking about the ones with the string, right?
It was basically it was the string and the big glass balls. A knot in the middle, and you would hold it by the knot and just tick, tick, tick.
Would you like to go back and forth?
Yeah, you had to kind of get it started, and then once it got going, you just kind of up and down with it and just tack, tack, tack.
Yeah, because I remember my mom showing me one, and it had like a washer in the middle.
Yeah.
And then you would... Yeah, they call them knockers, I think is what it was.
Knockers.
Yeah. And those are dangerous.
They call them knockers. Come on.
Well, because I remember when we were kids, like at Showbiz or Chuck E. Cheese or something, they have like the little handle and the little triangle pieces. And they go, tick, 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 tick. And so we brought that home. My mom was like, oh, I think I have a real set in the closet. And so she pulled out these big, huge glass things. And I'm like, what the hell weird device is that?
I think 70s and 80s. Or 60s and 70s toys were definitely the most dangerous, which is why if I did videos on them, a lot of them are going to be from that era.
So,
and I mean, we're looking at a 1986 toy here that you could convince your mother that you were sucking blood out of somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, why would they sell that?
Oh, no kidding.
Timmy, put your brother's blood back, please.
Put it back in.
Put it back in. I don't want to have to pay for a transfusion.
Oh.
Why does your mom sound like Skeletor? Billy, get back to bed. Yeah, see?
Candy's mom was Skeletor.
Oh, my God.
That explains so much.
That explains so much.
Well, if we haven't said it before, get on down to Pop Culture Exchange and check those guys out.
We've got a decent... I've been trying to keep the... put the Motu stuff out, but right now we've got a lot of... a lot of really cool Halloween stuff out. So I'm just getting to this
time of year.
That's one of the things I really love about your store is that it's not just a store. I mean, you guys have different themes that you guys
We'll try and do like Halloween and then we'll get into the Christmas stuff.
Christmas, yep.
So right now, it's full blown Halloween and I'll keep getting stuff in for Halloween. And now we've been getting in more NECA stuff. So I've been getting all the new release NECA things as they come out. Definitely check it out. It's we always have an event for that too, which we had that this year. Last month was our unveiling of the Halloween stuff. But as soon as October's over, we go straight into like putting out the Christmas stock and all the other like stuff. So like we'll remove the spooky stuff, you know.
Yeah,
I know some people, they come in during the October and they're like, man, I don't
like want Halloween, all this spooky stuff. But it has to. It's that time,
it's like,
man.
Yeah, man. It's like, come on. I mean, some of us like it.
Yeah, no, totally into it, man. We all have our different like frequencies for Halloween. Like I do dig it. I'm more on the creepy, less on the like guts and blood and gutsy blood and bloody guts and.
Well, yeah, the McFarlane toys are really, really violent, and they come out for Halloween.
Yeah. Usually. No, totally.
You see that. In that picture down there, there's like this spider build-a-figure that looks kind of like that.
Looks like on the upper left.
It looks like the mosquito.
Oh, it does.
Like a mosquito.
I was about to say, like that mosquito looks like somebody. Who is it? Oh, he looks like that spider.
Dude,
figure.
We can make our own.
Yeah, that spider
That's
figure.
Funny.
Is that Flash Gordon right there in front with a mullet?
I think it could be.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but maybe.
I'll take it.
That's funny. I'll take it. Sure.
So what we're looking at, by the way, folks, is if you go to Facebook and look up Pop Culture Exchange, you'll find his store on there and get to see you. If you can't come to Omaha, at least you can look at his awesome store and look at all.
Okay,
his...
we should talk about that too.
You do online stuff.
We do have. We also have a candy bowl. So I mean, like it's Halloween all year round at the store.
There you go.
You can get a piece of candy anytime. So in the candy in that picture that we just got, there's, I don't know if you guys have heard of them, the zombie Skittles. You know what those are?
No.
No.
Oh God. All right. So they're Skittles. And they have, they're all just different colors, and those different colors have these different flavors. And on the back, they're like, it could be, any of these flavors, or randomly, it could taste like rotten flesh. It's like, wait, what?
Oh, wait, gosh.
Yeah, and so you can eat them in like any color could be the rotten zombie flavored Skittle, yeah. Or they'll just be, you know, the normal Skittle. Somewhat good right. Skittle, you know, right. Whatever it is. Totally not good. Pretty disgusting. Weird gimmick though.
Yeah.
Interesting move for them.
Zombie yeah. Rotten flesh.
Yeah.
Have you gotten a hold of one of those?
Well, they're in our dish. Oh. So when we got them, my employee and friend Tom and I was like, all right, Tom, here we go. And
Let's do it.
I gave him one and I grabbed one. We started eating until, well, it was funny because I told my other employee, Damon, like that they what they were. And before I even knew it, he'd eaten a whole bag. And he's like, unless it tasted good, I don't think I got one. I was like, oh, it was like, wow, you ate the whole thing already? He's like, I didn't even know you were doing it. I was, like, I would have watched you.
He dumped them all in at once.
But yeah, yeah. We started eating them and we did get it and it tasted pretty bad. I would say it tasted kind of like durian fruit because it had like a really like, which people have said tastes like rotten flesh. Mm. Very like oniony and like bad onion, you know, flavored, really, yeah. Really pungent. Really bad.
Wow.
So
way
yeah,
to go Skittles.
So there you go. Jeez.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
So either an interesting PR move or a very elaborate way to get rid of an actual body.
That's you know, push him in the van. Yeah, right. And Wicket is serving him up. By the way,
yeah, that's right. Wicket.
Yeah. Like, we have. If you're ever in the store, there's a Wicket the Ewok candy dish that's got candy. You can come in and have a piece of candy. Have a piece.
A little bit of candy goes a long way.
A little bit of candy.
A little bit of candy. Body of me.
That's right.
Body of me.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. Well, cool. Well, hey, Candy, thanks again for coming
on. This was fun. We'll have to do it again for sure.
Always.
We can call this the Halloween episode, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why not?
We'll Halloween / Mosquito. Yeah.
That's right.
Definitely Mosquito, but yeah, Halloween special where we talked about other things. Halloween-y and creepy. Mosquito is creepy, though. So.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
So bloody.
Yeah. If you're a hemophiliac, it would probably freak you out.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you didn't
like, can
know,
you imagine you'd... like playing with that and person you were, you know, with like, I'm a hemophiliac and you do that and you're like,
oh, just face rats.
Dude, it's just a toy.
Dude, you're okay.
Just driving his squirt.
He is a study in escalation though, because like if he had been the second bad guy they made, people would have freaked out. They'd be like, oh, what? Yeah, but yeah. Like they kept, you know,
we're done here.
Kill it all.
They turn it up to 11.
Yeah. And it's over. You've gone too far.
And now here's Snake Face. What?
Exactly. Someone throws up.
Oh God! I bet you that's what happened. Like in the last wave, everybody at the pitch meeting is like throwing up.
Exactly.
Right. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Yeah, we gotta stop this.
That's why He-Man went away.
We've got to stop this.
We're going full blown She-Ra. That's it. Oh, no more horror.
Yeah, it's like I'm saying, like y'all are getting gross. We're done. Exactly. She-Ra's next.
We're going Marcy's playing backwards records.
Oh God. Yeah, fun. Little Marcy. Whew.
Little Marcy.
Well, thank you so much, dude.
Yeah.
And I think until next time,
good journey.